So we have homework, tests. What about attendance? Should we require students to attend classes? Or sometimes people argue at university level it shouldn't be compulsory.
I think you should attend some classes at least. You're going to university, you're paying for an education, so you should attend some classes. But it doesn't mean if you're not attending a class that you can still get the information and study by yourself too. That's why I like internet so much, because I think people can get so much information from academic institutions via the internet. They don't have to attend a physical class.
That's right. And on the other hand, you might attend physically, but you're not really paying attention, so.
Exactly. You might as well sleep in class sometimes. Doesn't prove that you're learning if you're there. Depends on the person again, I think.
So maybe rather than strictly checking attendance, we should check what the students have learned.
Yes, and how do you do that?
That's right. Now
By
we come back
testing?
to that.
I don't know. I think there are other ways of finding out if students have learned things. If they, you don't have to call things tests. You can give set to students tasks to find out if they can do the required task without calling it a test.
That's right, then it becomes maybe a bit more practical too.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Did you do a lot of projects when you were a student?
Not so many, and I think when I studied, like, education's quite changed in the last 20 years or so, and I think people are doing more projects than they used to do when I was a student for the first time. But I really like projects because I think it's putting your knowledge to work and finding out how you can apply your knowledge to make it practical and usable. So I really like projects. I wish I could give my students more projects.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe they'll be better than tests
I
all the
think so too.
time.
Yeah, it's a better way to find out if people know things if you give them a project that involves what they've studied.
And in the real life, they won't be taking tests anymore. They need to be able to apply the knowledge, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Do you use projects a lot in your class?
Not as much. As you know, we have quite a strict schedule so
Yeah.
that we need to follow, but like you, I also didn't have a lot of projects in my school when I was growing up. But yeah, I think it's definitely something to think about.
Yeah. It's kind of tricky to give a project in language, like making a language project. For example, I remember doing biology projects, and
Right.
then you go out and you find information and you do research, and so you can find stuff, but for doing, how do you do that for a language? Do you have any ideas?
That's a very good question. Yeah, just use the language, right? That's the main project, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess see if you can
That
use the language in different ways, like, for example.
Okay, there
I
is
don't
some
know.
homework for us to think about.
I think so too, yeah. Let's think about that.